Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do you have a side? Are you big about
this
your
sides? This is my good side, but like, I don't really care.
You're not like an Ariana Grande who like is very particular about her sides.
I've seen videos of cameras going around the other side of her face and she'll turn around.
Yeah. And she's like,
no, I don't care really like crazy. That. I'll probably only post photos if from this side or like the front.
I'm a right side gal.
I'm a left side girl.
I'm a whatever side.
I'm an uptown girl.
I look like, I look like a turkey anytime I see this side. I'm always like, I don't look like
I'm
that.
A front on only.
I just don't take pictures.
My favorite side is behind.
Yeah, that's just like Sia. I love that you only too. Film behind yourself. All right, you Sia's do makeup artist must just be like,
oh, okay.
Done.
Do you want any? No. She just covers up her face.
The touch up is just like a brush straight down.
Yeah. I always thought that was like Sia all the time. Like, I thought that was her look. Like, her
marshmallow
real hair
always
and everything.
Wears his helmet.
I just found out recently that girls like wore like wigs that looked like her.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Wait, you're saying Sia has body doubles that just
No,
he like, thinks she wore her I hair like that, like that was her in hair. Private.
Like you're at a party and she's just like
Yeah. Like the first time I met Sauce when she had the blue hair, I thought it was her real hair. I didn't know girls could like put wigs on like glue.
Oh, you've
on
told
her
this
head.
Story before.
Yeah,
you said that. Yeah, they glue that shit on, it looks real.
And then do you have to put makeup like on the line
yeah,
where
on the lace.
The wig is? Mm-hmm. Can you spot a wig?
Oh, I can usually tell, yeah. But when it looks really good, it's not like it looks bad. Like, oh, that I can tell that's a wig. It's just like, yeah, that's a wig and it looks fucking good.
Would you be able to tell if I wore a wig? Like, if I plastered down my head and I put like a
plaster
nice
wigs like look better than real hair. So if it looks like perfect, like you know, it's a wig. You know what I'm saying?
But I've always wondered, like those guys who you know, instead of getting a hair transplant, they just shave the whole toupee and they do the permanent glue
it down.
I want to do that.
But the hair covers the forehead and the hairline, so you can't tell. Like you can't see the hairline.
It looks real.
I wondered if you could spot
that. Heath wants to do it really bad.
Do we need a mic on this?
On this.
That's the glow up I'm trying to have.
And
that's
then,
I'm trying to
and then you go to a pool party and everybody's like, jump in. You like, no.
No, apparently you can like wash it and shit. Like, how do you sweat on your head and it, like, where does it go? The sweat through the
I
fucking
wig. I wonder if
wig.
Like your hair starts growing out too a little bit. It gets
yeah,
a little bit
and
looser.
It just goes
you just
up.
Kind of feel it like.
Or it's glued onto like the top of your hair so you can like kind of move it around a little bit.
Zane would get drunk and would just be like, taking it off and swinging it around.
Zane cleaning up at the end of the night.
It would come off every night. It would just sweat off.
It would
every
become
night.
Like a bit for you.
Yeah, I'd be fine
yeah,
with it too.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
Okay, oh man. Should we promote this coffee before?
Yeah,
we,
let's
before
do it, guys. We got new flavors going on right now. We've got the decaf we just released, and we also got the sweet butter hazelnut. We got them in box and bag in every single flavor
we
now.
We also Ooh! Have the fucking variety box where you can get all four flavors in one box.
And you know what time it is, baby.
It's coffee time, baby.
Careful.
I should have worn my jeans. I could have shook my ass a little bit, but it's not
There's
happening.
You could do it in jeans. I've seen it.
We just don't have to play it every time. It's weird.
Can you not?
We don't have the budget.
They're
play
like,
it
she's
for
like
us
weirder
here.
Than this.
Go ahead, Matt. Ask your
Wait,
question.
Can you not shake your butt in like normal jeans?
No, because like if you're trying to shake it, I mean, like you can do some things, like you do some hip stuff. But if I'm trying to like shake the cheeks a little bit.
Oh.
It like the jeans kind of compress it so it won't shake as much, whereas like if I wear yoga pants or like looser stretchier pants
looser
you can see the
They should make booty shaking jeans. Like jeans that like have a little give.
Yeah, you're right. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And we have our lovely co-hosts, Matt and Mariah.
Hi.
And we have Olivia O'Brien.
Yes. O'Brien. Hello.
Olivia O'Brien.
Thank you. Olivia. Glad to be here.
Singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. TikToker, yeah, influencer.
I feel like the first serious musician we've had on, right?
Yeah, it is.
Scott.
Well, oh my God.
Poor Scott.
We had Addison.
Scott's a jack of all trades.
Pre-musician.
He does it all.
Right.
Well, it was really nice to have you here, Olivia.
Thank you for coming.
It was nice.
You've been great. Thank you, guys.
It was awesome.
I turned into Dr. Phil. Are you excited to be here? Are you nervous?
I'm pretty excited. I'm not as nervous as I have been for previous things, because this time I had a little shot before, so
okay,
it's really fun. I'm 21 now, so now I'm allowed to drink before I go.
I know. No, I was nervous when the cameras were rolling. I'm like, wait. Oh, you're 21 now.
I'm 21.
Not
now.
That she drank before she was 21.
No, not at all.
Never.
You wouldn't even. I mean, even when you were 20, you wouldn't drink before like interviews or podcasts or anything.
Well, I was not to say.
Do
that
not
did.
Incriminate yourself.
I mean, it's not incriminating if you like if you but, said you
no,
did
I don't,
it.
No, I honestly don't even think I really did ever, unless it was like, I don't know.
But you always found yourself though at like every party or like club.
I say it all
at.
The time. I've been drinking since I was 14.
Zane and I, we'd go to like a little little interview thing. We'd be yep. backstage just trying to get ready.
That's why alcohol brands love me. Mm-hmm. They're like, you've been drinking since 14? Committed.
He must know what he's
here's
doing.
Here's a brand new.
Here's experience.
Here's money.
I mean, I did write a song called Tequila Wine when I was 17. So
you see,
I think
you
people know.
Yourself.
What?
Yeah,
tequila wine.
Mm-hmm.
Tequila it's about a and
night,
wine.
Yeah, it was like... about a night that I poured. So I like drank half a bottle of wine with my like with my friends. We like shared it, and then we were going to a party, and I was like, we just need to consolidate this alcohol. So I'm gonna pour the tequila into the rest of the half of the bottle of wine.
Oh.
And I shook it up, and I was sitting in the car, just sitting in the passenger seat, drinking my bottle.
Tasted
how
good?
Was that?
Some
it tasted
agave
like
noir.
It tasted like wine. With a little like the tequila aftertaste, and it wasn't that bad.
That's
but I did wake up in my bathtub with no recollection of how I got there. So I have not. Since then, I have not partaken.
But you put
in
it into a song.
That's
you
pretty
got
cool.
Something
that you made a song.
From it.
Right. Yeah, that's
right.
Sick.
That's good.
Did you used to have like any like I don't know hacks or methods of like getting into bars when you were younger?
I just always looked really old. Like no, like seriously, my friends looked really young, and I just had a full beard, like long hair.
Oh, scared the hell
scared
out
the
of
shit out of me too. We have a dog on set, folks. Yeah, I always just like looked really old for my age, and it's not really a good thing, but it kind of worked to my advantage.
You see, I couldn't get away with it. I'd block out before just showing up anywhere.
We used to go to bars, and if you were under 21, they would have Sharpie, and they would put X's on you. But we would take chapstick and put it on our hands
so
before.
Off,
So when they would X you, you would just wipe it right
I read
off.
That. I heard it was Vaseline.
Vaseline chapstick. Yeah. I mean, it's the same.
Any sort
material.
Of lubricant.
Yeah.
I come out WD-40. That's crazy. No, that's a good little technique.
Yeah. I've just kind of always had a fake ID, so I just was like...
What was your fake ID's name?
And where were you from?
It was all of... Well, my first one was Connecticut, and then I got... So they give you like two, so that when it gets taken... You still have another one. So the first time with my Connecticut ID, I was on tour and I tried to use it at like this like casino thing in like Philly. I don't know. It was really random. I was with Jack and Jack and they all went in. They're like, no, you're fine. Like they hardly ID'd us. But then we showed up and they were putting it in like the airport scanner thing. And I confidently was like, here you go.
No.
And the guy was like, it's not working. I was like, I don't know why it's not working. And I was just saying, I'm like, I convinced myself that it was real. So I just stayed. And then they were like, ma'am, we're going to have to call the cops and let you leave. And I was like,
fuck.
That's when you got to double down. Be like, great, bring him over here. I'll talk to him myself.
And then run.
Where'd
did
you
it
buy...
come in a... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go.
Go ahead. Okay. Where'd you buy your IDs from?
Well, I'm not... If I give that information, I feel like that's like illegal if I'm like, oh, whatever.
I mean, the site is definitely down by now. Like, I can tell you where I got mine from.
Swipe up if you guys want a fake ID.
It was a website called... or something. And then my second fake ID was from Utah. I still have it.
You would think they wouldn't name it that because that's easy to bust.
My
second fake ID was way better. I did get taken one time. This is actually the funniest fucking story ever. I went to Atlanta and I went to a music festival, and afterwards Khalid was playing at this venue, and I went and I walk in. I didn't even realize you didn't have to be 21 because I was already drunk. I was at a music festival all day. I give them my ID and this girl was like, ma'am, this is fake. And I was like, no, it's not. And then she was like, yeah, it is. You have to leave. And I was like, okay. Like, are you going to give it back to me? She's like, no. And she just it was like a power trip kind of thing. I was just like, you are so salty right now. You need to chill out. And I was yelling at her. And then I left and I was so sad. And then a year or so later, I played that venue and I told the story on stage. I said, hey guys, funny story. A year ago, I got my ID taken
that's
here.
Sick. Oh, that's really cool.
No, and I was backstage afterwards after the show and the security guard comes in. He hands me my fake ID and he goes,
no!
They have it. They still
what they do
is they keep all the IDs that they take so they can get if they need to get some bitches in, they'll go outside and give these bitches their fake IDs so that like people do
how
that
long,
in like clubs.
Like, how long?
Yeah, what
like,
was the gap?
It was like a year or something.
That's so cool for us.
Yeah, it's like to me, newly 21.
Do you have it? Do you still have it?
Yeah, I do. You
want to see
it? Nice.
I keep it in my
Bring her out.
People
for, like,
screenshot
fun.
It and use it. They like plaster on their fucking.
If anyone needs a fake ID,
oh my god, put it in like a frame and by your bedside. That's funny.
That's
Oh my god, that's good.
And it's like
it's
thin.
Not like the it's not like the my other one was very much like plastic laminated.
Somewhere
like
library.
Yeah,
cards.
Mine was bad.
The website I got it from, it was kind of like ID God, but I bought it and I had to send like a money order in through like Western
Union
to buy
it.
And it came in and I remember I got a box and it was like a spoon. It was like a Chinese thing. And I looked at it, I'm like, are you fucking kidding? I was so pissed because like I spent so much money on these ideas and I just got a spoon. And then it was like the secret little thing where you had to like flip this thing and pull it out and just two IDs. Just
because they have to do discreet packaging so that like
how did
if
yours
it gets
come?
Mine was in like a jewelry box or like a something weird, something random, or maybe it was like a teapot, something weird.
I was a freshman in college and one of the seniors gave me one of his old IDs because he was like my big on the speech
passing
team. And he was just like, hey, you can use this. But he was from Austin and I would go to the bars in Austin and one of the bouncers was like, you're Jeremy? And I'm like, yeah, man, it's me. And he goes, we went to high school together. You sure don't look like him. You're much taller.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, shit. Dude, I'm sorry. Like, Jeremy gave me the idea. And he goes, if you can find me another idea of Jeremy's tonight, I'll let you in. And I like hit up Jeremy and I'm like, I need another ID now. And he like gave me his 24-hour fitness badge. And I
couldn't imagine like having a fake and getting questioned about my address, my middle name. Because when I get asked, even with my own ID, I can't answer the questions.
Yeah.
Like I literally will draw a blank and just stutter and look really guilty. And I'm like, this is like, it's actually me.
And,
but
you, don't,
just,
and
like,
you don't look like your ID right now.
No.
So it's just like a double fuck every time you.
my hair's down to here in my ID.
It
like,
looks like Max's hair.
My ID is pre-nose job. I was 15 and a half. And it looks nothing like me. And also, I'm like, it's the worst thing ever. And also, I haven't gotten my horizontal ID yet. It's still the vertical.
Oh,
like,
so
so every time I show my ID, I'm like,
oh my
I
God,
swear
historical.
It's me. It's bad. It's really bad. I need to go to the DMV, but I don't want to.
And if you got it, like, if you got the nose job before, you could have just been like, I got a nose job. Look, you see, that's why I look different. But it's a completely different face. So you show the fucking ID.
So your last name's O'Brien?
Yeah.
Irish?
Yeah.
Full?
No, I think I'm like mostly Irish and some English, some Scottish, some French.
Do you have any famous relatives?
I'm not related to Dylan O'Brien.
Got it.
Okay. Wait, did you
or
see
Conan.
That?
That was my next question. One time,
Conan,
one time I met Conan, we were... so. I grew up in Napa and there's this restaurant there called Gott's and I went with my dad. It's a burger place and Conan was there and he was like ordering a bunch of burgers for a party and he was sitting there. My dad is like so awkward and will talk to anyone ever. Like he's so hilarious. He walks up to me and goes, Conan, I'd like you to meet the O'Brien girls. my sister. And we were like, hi. I was like 12 and I have a photo of me and my sister like smiling next to Conan O'Brien in a burger restaurant. And my dad ended up talking to him for like 20 minutes and they found out that we're from the same like small like region in Ireland. So who knows, maybe we're related.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So you're 21 and me and see if that shit pops
23
up.
I was listening.
Or 23 and me.
I was listening to Conan.
He's got the
O'Brien.
ID on his brain.
I know. The last thing you heard.
Isn't he like 6'9"?
He was tall.
5, I think. Maybe.
Who's
6'5"?
Conan O'Brien. I was
he
listening
is?
To his podcast
massive.
Today. But this is so great because we haven't seen you like in forever, but
I know.
We used to spend so much time with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Remember the first time we met?
What was the first time we met?
It was like around Halloween night.
Oh my
god. Remember I was
a lot
at
happened
your...
during your Halloween night. Mm-hmm.
Remember I was at your house and I remember you hated me.
I did not hate you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You didn't like the idea of
him. Oh, no. I remember why.
I know why.
Let's see what Zane says. Will...
What happened?
What?
No, we're going to see the sides.
Oh, okay. So we went, like, you're throwing a party. This may have been, like, maybe the second time I met you or third time. I got there and, you know, I said hi to you. You're like, you're just very standoffish. Like it was in a weird way. And then throughout the night, I'd be around you and you would just keep giving me dirty looks and saying just nasty shit to me. And then you'd walk away. And I'm looking at all my friends. I'm like, I didn't do anything to this girl. Why is this girl being so mean to me?
I remember being like, what did you do to this?
I immediately took your side. I was like, what did you do to her? I was like, I didn't do anything.
No, to the point where I was like, I think we should leave. It was crazy though. This is the night we met you. We met Kelsey. Yeah. We met Stoss. Mm-hmm. Like,
that weekend. And then I remember a year later, we talked about it. Why you.
I know.
You just had the wrong impression.
No, I was like, friends with a girl that he had dated who told me like that he was mean to her and did all these things to her, and she never gave me specific details, but I like, you know, I'm gonna be like, ew, like fuck him, he did that to you, like ew, I hate him. Then I met Zane and actually talked to him and I was like, wait, what, like I like him.
Yeah,
but I'm okay, I feel like people think I'm so mean.
No, I don't think you're mean, it was just that night.
You were standing up for one of your fellow girlfriends. Yeah, I get it, but you didn't have part two of the full story.
Didn't watch the second.
I didn't watch part two. No, I used to be like that. Like, if a girl told me anything about any guy, I would just be like, fuck them, I hate them, literally, I will never speak to them, and I would be mean to them. And then I realized that, like, sometimes there's two sides to every story, you know, like, things happen. So now I'm less like that. But I used to be the bitch that if my friends told me anything happened with a guy, I wouldn't have to fact check anything. I would go, like, try to slash their tires. Like, I was, like, really
mad. Yeah. Zane, you changed her.
Yeah.
You really did.
I mean, like, in the end of the day, like, it's your friend, you know? Like, if my friend told me something about somebody else, I would react the same way.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, like...
Mm-hmm. But isn't it funny though, just like as the years pass, the friendship grows.
It's like a therapy session
where we're at now. Yeah,
I completely forgot about that. So funny. Like, I remember it every day, it haunts me.
But wait, you have a lot on your mind right now though too. You're launching a music video in like now 2 hours, an hour.
Love the idea, by the way.
Yeah, for the people listening and watching, they
I didn't hear the idea. What's the idea?
She has it's her new music video. It's called Sociopath.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know who did you. I may have heard it
in an interview.
I need to warm myself. I heard it in an interview. I think I can't say that word. I heard it in an interview.
Yes,
where it was like a slasher movie, like,
yeah,
idea?
So we like basically, yeah, we made it a horror movie, but it's also like a little bit funny because I can't just make a full horror movie. Like, I don't think I'm capable. My manager Max, who, hey Max,
we love Max. Max, we love the Max. Best.
Thank
yeah,
you,
we
Max.
Have a little bit of an audience today.
He loves horror movies, so he like basically wrote the entire script out, and we like, I don't know, it's really good. It's really good. All my friends are in it, and they all get murdered.
Oh, love that!
And it's really called Sociopath.
Yeah,
and you're launching the song out with the video.
Yes,
tonight
at midnight. So 9 p.m. here, because it's
everybody watching. That's gonna exciting. Be like, yeah, we know. Everybody's talking about it.
So by the time this comes out, it's already been out. So make sure to check it out.
Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. Sick.
What's the song about? Where's the inspiration from?
Yeah, Slasher.
Zane.
It's about Zane.
It's the first time we met.
Yeah, it's just about like liking someone who you feel like has no capability to have emotions.
Like Zane.
Yeah, it's pretty. I don't know. It's definitely like. It starts with the psycho, like
some Hitchcock
shower scene. What's the scene from? Or is it just the music?
It just starts with that music, okay. And then it goes into the song. So it's like definitely like horror vibes. I tried to make it as spooky as possible.
I love horror movies though. Like I've always wanted to make like a horror movie like trailer type. So like that's why I really respect. Mm-hmm. I really love what you did.
Wanted to be in a horror movie. Like I don't necessarily. I love Scream. Like Scream is like one of my favorite movies of all time. But I don't like. The horror movies that are like super creepy, like possession shit, because like I get actually scared. Like,
just
I
straight
have
up good old fashioned murder.
Yeah.
Or I
love
could
murder.
See you in like one of the scary movies where they're like funny scary. Yeah. I could totally see you. That'd be so
like
funny.
A scary
to
movie.
See.
Scary
yeah.
Movie.
Mm-hmm. That'd be
I
sick.
Would literally love that.
Do you die in the video? Can I ask that?
No, I don't die. Oh. There's a plot twist. I become the killer.
Whoa!
Oh my god!
Everyone listening, I don't need to watch it.
I've always like if I have ever had like a role where I had to die, I would feel so like. I feel like I couldn't do it. Like, the acting has to be so, like,
yeah,
you precise. Can't be like,
it's not
no!
just, like, doing, like, a comedy role where if, like, you miss a line, it's like, nah, well, it was all right. Like, it has to be.
You're dead.
Like, it's got to be so scary be being, dead. Like, the person dying.
Well, I feel like I can do it.
So, you probably can.
That's yeah. the only type yes. of acting I could do is in
and
a horror movie.
Action.
Zane can
well,
do
no,
it.
Don't put me in that spot.
Now, if we were in a horror movie, which one of us would be the first to die?
Matt.
Why?
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Good answer.
You wouldn't survive, but you'd definitely be somewhere in the middle or the beginning.
It's Heath. Heath would be the guy no. to get his
are
gun.
You fucking...
Yo, you'd get your gun and go outside and go, where are you? Come on.
Yeah, but Matt,
I'm not
Matt,
scared.
I can't picture you running at all.
No. I feel like you'd be like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
Matt,
let's talk about this. Let's talk about
right.
it.
Matt would be the guy that wouldn't think he's actually a murderer.
Right.
Like, oh, he's not going to hurt anybody. Yeah. Here, just bring, come here.
No, he'd be
listen.
Like, and then
these guys think you're going to kill him. Tell him you're not going to kill him.
Yeah, or I would just be like hiding, like under the bed the entire
you'd be behind
time.
Behind a curtain. I saw this in a movie once.
And the person who would survive the longest is definitely Mariah because she would do flips and then they like would oh!
yeah, it's hardcore. And they'd be like,
you've had like you'll have like nunchucks on
yeah,
your feet
yeah.
while Ninch- fucking.
You know. They would give up because you would just be uncatchable.
Cool.
You would literally make
oh
it
my
out.
Gosh.
It pisses me off. You said that, man.
That you, where would I?
I feel like you would
somewhere in the middle.
I would be up top. I'd just be like this.
Boop.
Just
yeah, but the people that are good at guns in scary movies, they usually don't last long either. They're not the because it.
You never know.
So you're dropping the song with the video. The last time you put out an album was well, you put out like a mixtape.
Yeah, I was doing these things called micro mixtapes. It was just like I didn't want to take the time to create a full project because I feel like I just don't have the attention span for that. And mm-hmm. like when you're working on a full project, all the songs kind of have to be cohesive. So. It creates like the problem of, oh, well, this song doesn't fit in the concept or whatever. And then I would always stress about that. And it would just make me like put songs on that probably weren't as good as other songs that should have been on it because I wanted to fit with the concept. And then it takes so much time to have, you know, 10 to 12 songs finished to be on an album. So I was like, I'm just going to put out songs that are cohesive together, but it's just like two or three. And they have their own oh. little project, their own little vibe. So I was doing that. I only did two of them. And then we had a third one planned. Everything was going to happen. I was going to play Coachella. I was finishing my tour and it was all going to happen. And then the world exploded. And I came home from my tour halfway through and obviously Coachella didn't happen. So we just like ended up not putting that one out. And then I just have been kind of putting out random songs since then. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm doing an album, like a two-part album that's coming soon. So yeah.
How cool. many songs do you usually write and then how many make the cut? You said 10
oh
to
my
12
God.
Usually.
I have like hundreds of songs.
Oh my
but it's
gosh.
Like,
I can't imagine doing
I
that.
I can't even write one
like
fucking
picking
song.
Your favorite.
And you probably find some that have been just stowed away for forever. And
oh,
you're
yeah.
like, wait, oh, there's something here.
And I've been writing since I was like 16. I mean, yes, like with producers and everything since I was like 16. So I have songs from back then that are like so bad that will never come out. That were, I just listen to them and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I wrote that. But then there's also some
crazy.
That I'm like, there'll be cool parts or like the concept is really cool or like some of the lyrics are really good, but like I don't like the production anymore. Or, like, and it's weird because I kind of want to take all those old songs and like rework them and use the parts that I like.
Yeah.
But that sounds like such a daunting task. And then I'll like be done with a project and then I have to, and then I go and I'm still writing and then I'll have my project done and I'm like, oh wait, but I really like the song I just wrote. Can I put it out? And I have to be patient with myself and be like, okay, I'll just put it out on the next one. But it's so annoying because then I just get over stuff so quickly if I don't put it out.
Zane, imagine
oh,
us
wow.
filming 100 YouTube videos and only putting out like
just deciding
five.
Which
yeah.
ones to put out.
But,
I can't imagine
well,
that.
We're stretching trying to put
but one.
Yeah. It's 10 times easier to write a song to, or 10 times easier to make a video than write a song.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
I flipped that, my bad.
How
no,
long
yeah.
does it usually take you to like, from start to finish, make a song?
I mean, it depends on what the situation is. Like sometimes I'll be really inspired and I'll, when I was like 16-17 I used to like play a game with myself. I didn't even know how to write songs at that point. I was just kind of like fucking around, but I would see how fast I could write a full song and I would like, my record is like 20 minutes of like I would write everything, but then I have to like record it and work on the production and all that stuff. But normally it takes me probably like 2 or 3 hours of like sitting there writing and then like an hour of recording.
That's sick.
And it is no joke, though, how hands-on you are when it comes to your music. And, like, I've like, witnessed it. Because it's funny in the music industry. You're out in L.A. You meet someone who's a musician, and they have some songs out. You're like, oh, that's cool. But you always think, like, are they just given lyrics? Are they given a beat? And then it just happens. When we used to spend a lot of time together, you would spend so much time like on your piano and writing. You do all the sweat work for everything you make. Nothing is just like passed on to you. You create everything you've so put cool. out. And it's so beautiful seeing all of these songs come to life. But it's like having witnessed what like it is behind closed doors, you're the real deal. Like when I was watching Taylor Swift's documentary, so much of it like reminded me of you on how like real she is writing it and making it. It's it's all there.
She has the same, I'm into astrology, but she has the same sun sign and moon sign as me, and I just feel like we're like we write like the same about the same shit all the time. It's so crazy.
Is that your dream collab?
I mean, it would be an insane to write with her. Like, that would be, like, I mean, my dream collab, dead or alive, is Amy Winehouse, but that's not possible. Yeah. I have a tattoo of her. But, yeah, I would die to write with Taylor Swift. I think she's such an incredible writer. But, yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. That was really sweet. I definitely consider myself a songwriter before anything else, just because I've always done that. Like, since I was a little kid, I just love writing songs. It's my favorite thing, so.
Do you find it more enjoyable writing your own song and singing it and like putting it out, or like if you wrote something for somebody else and seeing them perform your like lyrics that you wrote?
Right now, I haven't done a lot of writing for other people. I've done a few things here and there. I have something coming out soon that I wrote for someone else, and it's so exciting when someone like wants to do a song you wrote, like when they pick it and you're like, okay, it's validation, like it's actually good, and like it's really exciting. And I think that's what's more exciting to me right now, just because it's new. Like, I've been performing my own songs, I've been singing my own songs, and like it's amazing and I love it and I wouldn't trade it for the world. But like venturing into being more of a writer and writing for other people is really, really exciting, because it's a new territory that I haven't, you know, ventured into.
And if I'm sure it really feels cool. So good knowing that like someone else is using like your lyrics, like your music
it's great. It's like the best feeling ever.
Do you ever get sick of your own songs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me guess.
Let's guess which one.
But do you think you know all of your music by like the back of your hand, or do you have to like sometimes sit down and be like, okay, I need to listen to all my songs again just to
like restudy the words?
Yeah.
I mean, not really. I mean, I have to rehearse before I go back out on tour, before I do like a live performance. I'll rehearse a little bit, but it's like muscle memory. It's like it just comes out when I sing. Like sometimes every single concert I've ever had, I will fuck something up. Like I'll fuck up, I'll sing the first verse and the second verse or something. Like I'll do something, and it's a new mistake every time. Like there's not like one thing I always forget.
It's your thing.
Yeah.
And
I just,
it's a little quirk.
People always say like that when you're performing and you fuck up, like you're supposed to just brush it off and pretend it didn't happen. But I like will fuck up and be like, fuck shit, I'm sorry guys.
I would have a full meltdown if I fucked up.
Yeah,
like
I don't like the whole like brush it off like it didn't happen, because then it like looks even weirder.
Yeah.
It's like, no, baby, we caught that.
Like, let's catch it before they do.
Yeah.
I would have to call myself out.
And I like seeing fuck ups too, because it shows like how human they are. Like, everybody makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody makes mistakes.
You're so personable on stage. Like, you have like that audience like laughing with you, and like you. They feel like they're like your fellow friends. Yeah. You make the audience seem like they are your friends and they're not like above you. You're like with them the entire time, or you're not above them. It's awesome.
I like to be like, feel like I'm friends with them. A lot of them are my age, and like they're there because they relate to my music, and I like to think of them as like little versions of me. Like there's just a 1,000 versions of me. And I don't like to, you know, have like the exact choreo and be like a robot. Like I want to feel like I'm having a good time with my friends and singing and like laughing and joking and all that stuff. I just want to like, you know, just want to vibe and enjoy it instead of feeling like I have to be a robot. So
how old are you when I Hate You, I Love You came out?
I was 15 when I wrote it, and I think I don't even know if it came out in 2015 or 2016. 15? But it got big in 2016.
That's
when I was
crazy.
That was 2016.
No, I wrote so many songs, and I would only play them for my friends, and my friends were always like, Olivia, you're so good. And I thought I was so bad that I never wanted to do anything with it. And then when I did, my first song that I ever like actually officially put out did that, and I was like, okay, cool.
I guess so.
Did you ever have a sleepover where your friends closed their eyes and you sang?
Oh my god, I would sing for them all the time. Me and some of my friends would like write songs together all the time. It was like, that was my path. That was like my favorite thing to do when I was in high school.
That's so cool.
Now
do you ever put like your own song on, like not to like practice or like just like, I'm going to jam out to my own song today
when I'm in my car alone? But it's always the unreleased stuff. Like once a song comes out, it becomes weird to listen to it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, like old stuff that has already been like,
no, I don't ever put on old stuff that's already out. If it's, once it's out, it's the world's. But when it's just in my Dropbox, like I listen to my unreleased stuff all the time, just
That makes sense.
Has a moment happened though where you've been out in public, like shopping, and all of a sudden your song is playing?
I mean, with "I Hate You, I Love You," I could not escape that shit. Yeah. I would get into my car.
I still hear
like,
that song like when I'm in like a store or something. Yeah. It's still playing.
It was funny when we first like also hung out with you. Like we'd hung out with you multiple times. Like I didn't really like know what you did, and then we were in David's car, and he was like blasting it and like filming you, and you're like, and I'm like, why is he doing this?
What happened to this poor girl?
I remember I was getting out of the Tesla, and I was like, oh wait, is that you? Is this your song? And you're like, yeah, that's me. And then I was like, oh,
I remember we were on the phone together. My mom got so because she wouldn't listen to the song, but she's heard that song so many times, and she was like, wait, that's the girl that sang that song. Like everyone just knows that song. Like everybody in the world.
It's crazy. And whenever someone doesn't know the song, I'm like, you probably heard it in an elevator somewhere. Like,
were you connected with a ton of people? Like, how'd you link up with G Nash to even do that?
So, is it G Nash?
It's Nash.
Well, his name is Garrett Nash, so and he used to be DJ G Nash, and then he went by Nash.
I'm sorry, guys. It's okay.
So basically, he was opening up for Black Bear and Mod Sun on tour in like 2015, and I was a big Black Bear fan, so looked up the opening acts, and I found him, and he had one song out at the time. It was only on SoundCloud, and I really liked it, so I did a cover of it. At the time, I was doing SoundCloud covers. They were so shitty. Like, I literally recorded them on my, like, iPhone 4. And, like, it was back when on SoundCloud you could press record and stop on the app, and you couldn't do any editing. Like, you could crop the end a little bit. That was it. So you would hear me, like, set it. You could hear, like I would press play, and it would be like... That's funny. So bad. And, like, I would just... If I fucked up, I'd be like, nah, it's good enough. And, like, it was still posted.
That makes us all better, though. It makes everything so much better.
I don't even know how any of this shit happened to me, because I swear, like, it took me after "I Hate You, I Love You" to like become a good songwriter. Like, I swear to God, I don't know. It's really funny. But yeah, I did a cover of his song, and I tweeted it at him, and he heard it, and he was like, come to the show in San Francisco. And I was like, okay. And I showed up, and then he was like, do you have any original songs? So I sent him "I Hate You, I Love You," and he was like, this is great, like, come down to LA, let's record it. And I was like, oh my god,
it sounds like it sounds like a movie.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. How'd you tell your parents
during all of this? How much certainty are you having that this is going to pop off? Were you just like
zero?
But were you like hustling?
I was like, this is hilarious, I'm gonna be sure, a pop star. I'm gonna be a pop star. I didn't know, but I didn't actually think anything. I like thought it was awesome, but I thought, I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna probably get like 10,000 plays on SoundCloud. That's crazy. Like,
how long did it take for it to like blow up? Where you were like, oh, wait, like, whoa, why? This is like doing really well.
It took a while. At first, I mean, at first it blew up on SoundCloud. So like, I went down to LA with my dad and we recorded. I was too scared to even go into the place. It was at his parents' house. He had a garage studio in the back, and I was crying outside, being like, I'm not good enough, I don't want to go in there. My dad was like, you have to go in. I went in. Obviously, it was fine. And obviously, we recorded it. Yeah, killed that shit. And then we put it only on SoundCloud. And then it was blowing up on SoundCloud, and like a bunch of people, like YouTubers and shit, posted it on their story. And so then it just started blowing up more. So we were like, okay, let's put it out through like a distribution service. I think we use like CD Baby, which is like you just upload your song and they put it on like Spotify and shit. And then once it was on everything, then it started blowing up even more. And then a year from the time that we put it on SoundCloud was when it like peaked on radio. So it was definitely like it's weird because back then SoundCloud was such a like thing. Like something would blow up on SoundCloud and then it would go mainstream after. So that's kind of what happened with us.
It was like just the It was just the new frontier. Now, when you were blowing up and you're 15, were there any girls who were like senior girls in the choir who were just like, who's this freshman chick like fucking killing it online? Did you have like some people who like thought they were amazing singers and like were hating your success that early?
My sister. My sister was always a singer in my family, and she
how many years apart are you?
2.5.
Is she younger or older?
She's older. She was always a singer. She was like the golden child, and I was like, we both were straight A students and were whatever, but like in comparison to her, like I did like dance and theater, and she like did all the sports, and like she was like really tall and blonde, and like didn't ever like, she just had all the friends and would like be normal and cute. And I was, like, risks, I was like, I was like the rebellious child. I didn't even do anything that bad, but to my mom, I was like, she was like, you're gonna, pierced my own ears, and she was like, I'm so scared, like you like putting needles in yourself, you're gonna go to LA and do heroin. I was like, what the hell is that? Like, I would come home from hanging out with my friends completely sober.
A gateway drug.
Literally. I would come home from hanging out with my friends and she'd be like, you're high, aren't you? And I would be like, no, I'm not. I'm like, I'm not. And she'd be like, yeah, you are. And then she would act super weird. So I would start laughing because this woman is in my face being like, you're high. And I wasn't. So I start laughing. She's like, you're laughing. You're high. And I was like,
oh my gosh, there's no escape.
Yeah. So I was always just like, whatever. Like, I guess my sister can be the fucking golden child. And she was a soprano, so she like could hit all the high notes. And I secretly sang. Like, I would sing in my room, and I when I thought no one was home, and my sister would come in and be like, shut the fuck up, you sound like shit.
Ooh.
Oh no. Sister, yeah. Dude, sister.
This whole thing sounds like a main character in the movie.
Jealousy's the ugliest. Try not to do it.
Yeah, it's but now we're close. So it's
would you ever have her on a track?
I mean, it's so weird because she's always like, I know singing was her dream, but she never like put herself out there like that. Like, I embarrassed the fuck out of myself. Everyone at my school thought I was so weird for posting SoundCloud covers, and they would like make fun of me. Yeah, and even when I Hate You, I Love You came out, like, I just got fucking roasted by everyone all the time. And it's like, if you want to do something, that kind of has to happen. Like, yeah. You have sucks to put yourself out there and be stupid.
Some people have so much talent and like can actually perform and do like amazing things, but they're so in their own heads with like self-doubt and like just constantly putting themselves down that they never even get out there and try. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just like, nobody knows.
And you have to worry about people around you, especially if like you still, like, you're at home, you're in school, and you have to like worry about people, like your friends around you, people around you. If you do want to put out music for your friends or whatever to listen to, that's because you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
But you have to get
people
over.
People don't like to see that shit from you. People are so negative towards like people that want to like put out shit. And
it's crazy because it's not everyone's doing it. It's like weird. Anything that's different, like, because especially in high school, it's like everyone's doing the same thing. We're all wearing the same shoes and the same brand of jeans and the same, like, especially I went to Catholic school and we had like a pretty strict dress code. So there was like certain things that like everyone had Hunter rain boots and everyone wore Sperry's and like all, it was very like preppy and weird. And like everything was exactly the same. And I didn't grow up very wealthy. So like I would always get like the off-brand like knockoffs of things. And I just always felt like one less than everyone all the time in my school. And like, that's not like a sob story thing. Like, I literally don't give a fuck. Like, it's just funny looking back at it now. But it's like, if you do anything different, like, I remember when I first kind of was like halfway in LA, halfway in Napa, I would wear clothes that like my LA friends were wearing. Like, I remember I wore like Adidas Superstars in 2016, but like that hadn't hit Catholic school in Napa yet.
My God.
So, and do you guys remember Ask FM? Did you have Ask FM, the anonymous like website?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just asking like, please cyberbully me.
Yeah, literally.
I wore high-waisted jeans and I would get so many comments on my Ask FM.
Your time.
Yeah,
that's all.
And in LA, that was like so normal, but in Napa, it's like we're like 2 years behind everybody.
Yeah.
So it was just so funny. Like, I would get comments like, you're wearing high-waisted jeans to show off your ass. You're such a slut. And like, why are you wearing nurse's shoes to school? And then like 2 years later, they're all fucking wearing that shit. And I'm like, I told you.
But and you're already past it.
But when that shit is happening, like everyone around you is doing literally the exact same thing, you don't want to do something different because you're in high school, you're a kid, you're impressionable, and you want to do what everyone else is doing.
So
because that's what is cool. And that's if you do anything else.
Different.
But if I had the attitude about it that I have now, I would look back at myself in that age and just be like, holy shit. Like, I wish I could talk to her and be like, dude, don't worry about it. Like, you're going to be fucking fine. It's not that big of a deal that you get bullied in high school. Like, in the moment, I was like, I get bullied. My life is over. Like, it ruined me. But now I look back and I'm like, who cares about those fucking kids?
Yeah, honestly, if I had a ton of friends back in high school, I wouldn't be here right now. Like, I know that, and I know that too. Because
you would have been going to Florida Gulf Coast.
Exactly. Like, I'd be doing other shit that like is not this at all. Mm-hmm. And I always thank myself for that. I'm like, it's good.
Like, I don't want to have peaked in high school. I don't. Yeah. And no offense to like people I went to high school with. Like, some of them are so amazing, and you know they're doing just very different things than I am. That doesn't mean that it's wrong, but like, I wish that I could have this mindset that I have now back then, because things I would have given no fucks. I would have fucking just done whatever and not given a fuck. Yeah. Would have been great.
Same here.
Are you seeing anybody? Talking to anybody?
It's complicated.
It's
always complicated.
It's always complicated.
This question though, since you're such an incredible musician, incredible songwriter, and so much of those lyrics have
build it up, baby.
Your love life. Are guys ever like intimidated to like date you because they're worried?
Oh, they don't want a song made about them.
I mean, people like will make jokes about it to me, But it's like, it's part of the deal. I mean,
oh honey, you're not worth a song.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
There's only been really like three guys that I've written, like, I mean, there's here and there I've written like a couple songs about people, but like I write like if I'm like really into someone, I'll write like 10 to 12 songs about them. And like one of the guys that I wrote a bunch of songs about, like I literally like gave him a CD with all the songs I wrote about him on it.
You don't get worried that how like them listening to that?
No, I mean, well, it depends on like who they are, because like, so the first guy I ever wrote a bunch of songs about was, I was like in love with him when I was like 16, like lost my virginity.
I hate you,
him.
I love you.
No, not that guy. That actually was a guy from my high school. Joss. This is a guy from, no, this is a guy from in LA when I first moved here. And oh my God, I was obsessed with him, like scary obsessed with him. Like when you're 16, I just was,
he was the one.
16.
Yeah, and I didn't really send him any songs I wrote about him because I was embarrassed, and so I just like pretended like it wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I wrote the song R.I.P. about him, and I called him and I was like, "Do you want to be in the music video?" And he was like, "No." And I was like, "What?" I thought I was like, "So bold." I was like, "I'm so bold for this one. I'm a bad bitch."
Because you wanted to like see him again, or
I definitely thought it was funny. I don't know. I'm insane. And then the second guy that I wrote a lot of songs about, like we never dated, and like I was so scared to write like details about him in my songs. It's like I like to write, I'm storytelling, you know, I like to give details, talk about like locations and things that happened. And I didn't want, like I never really told him how I felt about him because I was just like scared, and I just, it was, I knew he didn't like me like that and wouldn't want to date me, so I just kind of like pretended like I was like, nah, it's fine, like whatever, we're chill. And I would write these like love songs about him and then be like, oh my God, I hope he never fucking hears this. And I'd be scared to release things because I was like, I don't want him to hear. And then I found out there's no fucking way he's even heard any of them. Like, he gives so little fucks about me that I bet you he's never even gone to my Spotify and like listened to the song.
You'll be surprised, especially when there's a name in a song. We were all, everyone's trying to figure out who it is.
Not that one. That one, he loves that I write songs about him. I'll send him every single song. He was obsessed with it.
I'd feel pretty good about it too if someone wrote
songs. A lot of them are so mean though. And he's like, I'll play him a song and be like, yeah, I wrote this about you. And it's like fucked up, like telling him he's evil and all this shit. And he's like, this is so amazing.
Such
idea.
A bop.
Like, you're so talented.
Oh my God. Is that the reaction you want?
I think it's hilarious.
Okay, great.
And now I'll like play even songs that aren't about him. I'll like be like, hey, how do you feel about this? And he'll like listen to it and give me his notes. And like, not that he's like in music at all, but it's just so funny because it's just hilarious to me. Yeah. Like, I just love it.
Have any guys wrote songs about you?
Fuck no.
No. But are you into musicians though?
No, because I know that we're all fucked and I would never want to date someone.
That's like two negatives.
Yeah, no, I would never want to date someone like me. Like,
you want to say that one more time?
But I don't know. Sometimes I feel like if I was a musician, I'd want to be with a musician because I'd be like, babe, I have this melody. Can you just like help me figure it out? And
you'd be surprised. They
can have their guitar.
Yeah, but I can just
piano.
Do that with my friends.
Yeah, like, that's true.
I can call my best friend Drew and say, hey, do you like this? And I do that every day. Every time I write something, I'm like, hey, how do you feel about this? It's all I need. I don't need some random man.
Do you have like a core group of people that you send your shit?
Yeah, definitely.
You?
Definitely. Drew is like my number one because we write together a lot and we just like, we've been friends for like 5 years. So
I love Drew. He's so great.
Drew's the best. Everyone loves Drew. If anyone doesn't like Drew, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Like, any person that has any kind of beef with Drew, I'm like, you are a horrible person and I don't like you because he's like an angel.
Do you ever like have nothing in mind when you go into a session just like, what could, like, do you ever like
writer's
make
block
up, like,
is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Oh, I have that all the time, especially right now, because it's like I'm not like, I was living a pretty wild life before quarantine.
We all
like
were.
Yeah, what are you writing about, COVID? Like,
yeah,
it's so
and
cheap.
And I was like, I need to go like hook up with my exes or something because I have nothing to write about right now. And like, I'm not meeting new people. Like, I'm not embarrassing myself. Like, I would write about like having a horrible, embarrassing night or like whatever. And I wasn't doing any of that. I was just sitting in my house. And then I was like, I could write about being like sad and alone, but it's like, I already have like 400 songs about that. So it's like, I've been super uninspired lately. And a lot of times I'll go into a session and I won't have any ideas and I'll just look through my notes. So like, I write everything in my iPhone notes and I'll just write random like sentences about like, if I'm having a random thought, like I'll pull over on the side of the road and be like, oh my God, this is great. So I'll just scroll through until I find something and be like, okay, I guess I can write about this today. And I'll just try to like elaborate on it.
Oh, I love that.
It is pretty interesting though. Like, and it's kind of sad, but like where musicians and writers like flourish is like from those dark, horrible, like situations that you're put in. And like, if things are going good for you, that's amazing. But at the same time,
it's easier to write about those.
Your like music career.
That is why I like guys that don't like me back. It's on purpose. Everything I do is... And it's like, I feel like people always...
Fuck me over.
No.
You set shit up just so they fuck you over. You're
because
like,
I know I write good songs about it. And also it's fun. Like, I'm living my life like it's a movie. Like, we're having some drama. And it's not... I sound like a fucked up person, but I don't, like... I'm not hurting them. Like, I'm the only person getting hurt in any of this is myself. So mm-hmm. it's fine. I'm allowed to do this. And
it's
also
a business expense.
Yeah, exactly. It's a business expense. Do you, to write off. And I feel like people always think that I'm like complaining in my songs or that I'm like, boys don't like me and I'm sad because all these boys don't want to date me. And it's like, I'm just writing songs. Like, this is just like, I'm not like sitting in my house being like, oh my God, like I'm trash because these boys don't like, I'll have moments of that and I'll write about it, but like that's not who I am. That's not how I feel, especially now that I'm like, I used to be really depressed and I'm like kind of not anymore. Like I mean, it's kind of something that you have for your whole life, but I'm like not where I was when I was like 17. And I feel like people think that I'm just sitting in my room complaining about boys all the time. Like I just, it's not, it's, this is like my therapy. It's like,
that's what they think about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly. It's so fucked up. And like, I feel like the media convinced us all to not like Taylor Swift for like a good 2 years of like my teen years mm-hmm. because they were like
she was a meme for a long time
and I'm like and then I thought about it and I was like, that's so misogynistic. Like Taylor Swift is amazing. Like I was the biggest Taylor Swift fan when I was younger, and then I kind of like wasn't really for a little period of time because people were just like talking shit on her all the time.
That's mm-hmm. so interesting, because I remember hating and like just not liking Taylor Swift at all
for no reason.
And I'm like,
wait,
why don't I?
Like people would be like,
no, some of these songs are like,
but why?
That's about her experiences. Yeah, and that's like, I'm like the same. I remember I posted something on Tumblr once. I used to have this Tumblr account where I would post like really way too personal rants about things. It was called Rants About Shit, and I would just like, I was exposing a lot. But I posted something, or maybe it was a tweet actually, but it got posted on Tumblr of me talking about Taylor Swift and how she like people give her too much shit for all that stuff, and like every female artist does the same thing, and every male artist do the same thing. It's our art. And she liked it on Tumblr or something, and I was like, yeah, bitch.
No way.
This is it.
I was like, oh my God, we're gonna write together. Cool. She probably had no idea who I am.
She blew it'll me happen. A kiss one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Lord about looked you. At you at a
concert. I took a picture with Lord. Taylor Swift blew me a kiss though, like towards me.
Wow.
It was a different
did time. You catch it and put it in your pocket?
Yes, I did. She blew me a kiss.
I've never had a same moment like that.
And then blew one back at me, and then I caught it.
Do you still have it?
The kiss?
Hold you put on. It in.
Bring her out.
Do you have any imaginary boyfriends?
What in the world?
Imaginary what?
Meaning
you don't
like,
have to answer anything.
You can't like write a song about like, I don't know,
something that's going on, like nothing's going on.
So I like creating.
Meaning like you don't have like an immediate like fling or a love thing that's happening, but in your head you just have this really great narrative that you, I don't know, want to write a song about.
Yeah, I mean like a fantasy. Are you talking about
like a fantasy imaginary boyfriend? Like the song isn't even actually about anybody in your life. You just love the narrative. It's the way a writer would write a movie. It didn't happen to them. They just see it in their head and they put it out.
Well, a lot of people get inspired by movies and by books and by things that they see. And for me, because of the way I started writing, it's always been like, this is my life, this is how I feel, blah, 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 blah. And it's like letting my most intense emotions out. And then after I write that down, I don't feel it anymore. Like it's genuinely been my therapy. Yeah, it's like, okay, here's how I feel. And then suddenly those feelings like live on that piece of paper now, and I don't have that inside me anymore. But I, now that it's my job, I can't go out and be a dumb bitch every single day to write songs about it. So I've been trying to like, sometimes I'll write about Kelsey, sometimes I'll write about Sydney, like I'll write about my friends sometimes.
Oh.
And I've been trying to do that more, or like come up with things. Sometimes I'll just kind of like dramatize like a situation that happened in the past and like make it seem more dramatic than it was, or I'll write about like a guy I'm over, but just like kind of, you know, make the situation like bring some old feelings back up. So it kind of just depends. And if I'll have a concept that doesn't necessarily pertain to my life, I'll try to just, you know, think of as many details as I can. But for the most part, it is about my life. But I'm trying to move past that.
Did you get that smiley tattoo at Stas's birthday?
Text me.
No, this the guy that took my virginity did this on me when he came back like a year ago, and we decided to get drunk and tattoo each other.
That's cool.
Oh, you get drunk tattoos too?
Yeah, I have tattoos up at my house. I'll tattoo people.
You're looking at the CEOs.
Yeah, we are the founders of we have like what, 8?
Mm-hmm. And they're, I don't have a single sober tattoo.
And I regret all of them. Good. I wish I could get rid of every single one.
Well, I have like needles and ink at my house, and I'll tattoo people.
Stick and poke.
And the crowd goes silent.
Do you want to fix my tattoos?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That'd be great because there's about five.
I'm not that good. Thighs. I actually did a dollar sign on Drew. That's pretty good.
Do you have a favorite tattoo?
Probably my Amy tattoo, or I just got these shrooms.
Okay.
So, you know.
Psilocybin.
You want sleeves?
No, I don't want sleeves. I just kind of get tattoos cool. whenever I feel like it.
Cute.
But
what's the craziest thing you've done in your life?
And
not counting the time you peeked outside of a strip club in Vegas after you got kicked out of it.
How'd you know about that?
I already knew about that.
Who are you talking to?
What other crazy stories do you have?
I'm afraid to say some of the things because then I feel like people are going to think that I'm like a nutcase.
We're all nutcases.
That's true.
Remember we were outside at Vegas though and that woman came up and grabbed your ass and you were like, ha ha, very funny.
And then she kept asking to fuck me.
She kept like grabbing your butt and was like shaking it and you were like,
ma'am,
stop, because it was just some girl.
It was like these
girl.
Three like drunk girls and they just kept like, she was like hitting on me and like going like this, and it was like this random girl and they were all like really drunk. It was like very like girls in Vegas, woo. Yeah. And then she was just like actually fully like asking me to like have sex with her, and I was like, ma'am, I just met you. Take me on a date.
Oh man.
It started off all fun, and then this woman would just not let go of her butt, and we were like, is this is
and
this
then her
happening?
Friends were like, I'm so sorry she does this, and then they like left. I was like, oh, okay.
I know one. I saw this one too in person. You got Drake addicted to vaping because
what?
Gave him his first vape.
I actually told this story the other day to my friend AJ, who like is friends with him, and I like was drunk and I like made a joke. I was like, never forget, I gave him his first hit of a Juul. It was like 3 years ago. I was at Delilah and I was sitting with him, and he was like, what is that? And I had a Juul in my hand, and I was like, oh, it's Juul, like, you want to try it? And he was like, what is it? I was like, it's nicotine.
He knew.
And
exactly.
I gave it to him, and he took a hit, and he was like, interesting. First Juul hit ever.
Oh my gosh. That's fun to have on your
back. How long were Juuls out for?
It was like, I Juuled in the beginning when it was kind of new, and then like everyone had a Juul, and I used to have a really big individuality complex, so I was like, fuck this, everyone has a Juul, and I threw it off my balcony, and I never touched one since then.
I started this.
Not a Juul. But
Paparazzi caught him smoking that Juul. Everybody started smoking Juuls right after that. All came from Olivia. You started a trend.
What can I say? I'm a trendsetter.
And now we're and now we're here.
Now we're at Puff Plus. Candy for fucking
yeah, candy.
I got a bunch of kids to start smoking too.
You did. You used to do it at diners.
I got a bunch of kids to smoke.
You did.
It was awesome.
You remember all those comments?
Well, I mean, yeah.
I started smoking because of you.
I started smoking. I stopped
every
smoking.
Single comment on my Instagram and on YouTube. Like, I started smoking because of you.
But like you never encouraged it. Cigarettes. It was like, just. They were inspired by you.
You were just smoking in the videos, and people were just like, I started, like, all his comments would be like, I started smoking because of you.
You made it look cool.
And I must have made that shit look good.
If tobacco companies weren't, like, banned from so much advertising.
I would literally be the Marlboro man.
Cuts you my with all cowboy those cigarettes hat, in your mouth. Just,
he remember when you were losing all those deals, like, all those, like, jobs?
Yeah.
Because of your comments? He had to completely hide his comments because they're either...
one thing or another. Those you are know, good we're all times, inspiring man. In different ways.
Yeah.
What are you addicted to?
Yeah,
right
what are
now?
Your vices?
Well, I go through phases with the puff bars. Like, I'll do it for a little bit, and then I'll be like, I'm killing myself, and then I'll like throw it, and then I just won't do it anymore. And then I'll like get drunk and be like, can I hit that? It's bad. I'm
classic.
Yeah.
You like shoes?
I'm addicted to cake and pancakes.
I'm definitely like, I'm not an alcoholic, but I do enjoy alcohol. And ever since I turned 21, I feel like I've been like, oh, I can post about drinking all the time. And then I'm like, everyone's going to think I'm an alcoholic but it's fun.
You're telling me.
Alcohol is so scary.
What?
Alcohol is so scary.
Oh, it's so scary. Like,
I literally think like it's the worst thing in the world. But I drink it.
Alcohol is scary. It's not scary to me.
I watched this Danish movie the other day, though, about these dads, all these guys in their, like, 40s who work at a high school together. Like, one of them's the choir teacher. One of them's, like, the history teacher. One of them's, like, the soccer coach. And they all agree to keep their BAC at 5% the entire, or 0.05% the entire day. So all they do is, like, drink from, like, 8 until 5 to see if their lives change. And like all of a sudden they start like teaching better, connecting with the students, getting the kids to sing better.
That's
like connecting
so inspirational.
With their wives. But like it's the whole movie is that, but then it gets kind of dark and stuff, but it's like this crazy way where they test alcohol to see if their lives get any better.
It's well, really... that's why your teacher would drink every day in class.
Right. No, it reminded me of that, though, but I caught him.
But you're getting C's, like, so it wasn't good for her.
I just think that, like, the worst times of my life have been because of alcohol.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like, the worst decisions I've ever made.
Mm-hmm. But it made you.
Solely because of alcohol.
And hangovers,
they last 2 days now that we're older.
I get the worst hangovers ever.
Sometimes I
get
euphoric
hangovers.
Yeah,
but if you never hit rock bottom, there's nowhere to go up, you know? You gotta hit rock bottom.
That's why I stay at the rock bottom.
That's why I'm comfortable.
I've had my best work because of alcohol, so I can't, like... I mean, I know that sounds bad, but, like, my best work has been from alcohol. Yeah. It might be embarrassing, but, hey, baby, that's me. That's part of my life.
No, it's not embarrassing. It's like when you're at a party and you need alcohol to, like, loosen up and not be socially anxious.
It makes not shit fun.
Yeah. It does.
Like, right drunk, at it sober.
Exactly.
Yeah, Hemingway.
But there's a balance to it, because, like, sometimes I'll be partying a lot and I'm like, okay, I can't do this right now, and then I'll take a little break and then I'll be like, I'm ready to go again, you know?
Yeah.
No, you got self-control. That's
good. You just have to know your limits and your levels.
There's nothing worse than being around a bunch of drunk people when you're sober, though. Am I like this?
Mm-mm. But everybody's like that at the same time, so it's okay.
I've had hangover anxiety where I was like, was I on one last night? Was I not shutting the fuck up? Like,
I can't believe I talked about
that. Yeah, I used to. I'm like, just repeating conversations. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I said that.
Oh, we all do that, though.
No one's really thinking about that either, unless you're really bad.
I used to call all my friends every day after a night of drinking and apologize.
Yeah.
And apologize. And, like, I don't even know what I did, but if I knew I blacked out at some point in the night, I would call them and just apologize and be like, hey, whatever I did, I'm so sorry. They'd be like, what the fuck, Zane? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, I just need to say it just to get it off my chest.
Even when I black out, like, I've been, like, a really good drunk because I'm like happier in life. So I've been like, every time I get drunk, like my friend AJ, every time I see him now, he calls me the goat, because the last time I got drunk around him, he said I was like so funny and so awesome. And I was like, I don't remember it, but like, I'll take it. And I used to, like, a couple years ago, when
you get as drunk as a goat or something. What?
The goat?
No, the greatest of all time.
The goat?
Greatest of all time?
You don't know what goat means?
Like, abbreviation. Like, oh,
are you serious?
They're the goats.
Oh my god!
You did not just realize what that meant.
I didn't know what goat meant. I thought I saw it. And I thought just because, like, I thought because goats are cool. So I thought they were like, you're the fucking goat, man.
You can, like,
I was like,
totally
goats are cool. Yeah, you're the fucking goat.
I know what it means, but when it.
Oh my god. Yes.
It took me a long time, but I look at slang like the no cap thing, all these like different slang things. I look at them and I don't bother to learn them anymore. So I always looked at goat and just read past it. And I was like, oh, whatever, he's the goat. Like, I didn't think anything of it. I wasn't curious what it meant. So it took me a long time to figure it out. Like, I didn't find out until, like,
I'm tearing
maybe
up
like
because
8 months
I'm so
ago.
Embarrassed.
Oh, wait, no, I'm saying I'm with you. I didn't know what it was either.
I need
either.
Clarification.
Go ahead,
on
go
one.
Ahead.
Cap, no cap.
I still don't know.
Like, not
I
lying.
I still don't
not
get
lying.
It.
No cap, not lying.
Not lying.
I
have,
so like,
no cap, not lying, cap, you're lying.
Yeah, because you're being shady. Trying to, like no shade, right? Like, kind of
cap,
like, no.
Means lying. Like, that's
oh, okay.
Cap.
No
that's
cap.
A lie.
Okay,
that's
that
cap.
Makes
oh,
sense. And that's kind of
oh,
what I was thinking.
Like,
but I saw some
it.
Weird TikTok oh. where someone was duetting it, and they were like, putting on their cap and
yeah,
no
so
cap,
if the cap
and I
is
like,
on, it means they're lying. And
yeah,
the cap
so
is on,
that one took me a while too, but I figured.
I thought it was like no capital letters. Like,
that's what I thought.
Don't
like,
I don't gotta shout it out.
That's what I thought it was
you're
too.
You're making me feel so young right now.
Like, you know, like a title, like a thumbnail for like YouTube. Like, if it's in caps, it's usually a lie. But if it's like in no
yeah,
cap, it's
no,
a
yeah.
serious title.
Oh yeah,
honestly,
that's what
maybe.
I always kind of like thought
maybe.
Of it as.
Or like, what's a Heather?
What is a Heather?
I don't know. It's people like song. You're Heather.
I wish I were Heather.
What's Heather?
It's like the girl you wish you were. Oh. Like beautiful girl. Yeah.
Is Heather like a cool girl? Like a cool name?
It's from a song by Conan Gray.
It's funny. I just thought about another one that like really tripped me out. The if you know, you know.
Acronym.
I literally thought it was a lickic.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know what it was either.
And I'm like, okay, lickic. I don't, like,
where's the L?
But like, you don't take the time to figure it out.
He thinks the L
the capital.
Is the, or the
capital I.
And I thought it was just like it's cute, it's lickic. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's cute. It's cute. It's lickic.
It's lickic.
What is OMF?
Oh my fucking.
What, One of my followers.
Fucking... What?
No, oh, that's serious. OOMF. That's OOMF. Oh, no, that's what I meant. What is that? That's one of my followers.
One of my followers.
Oh, I thought OOMF was like a secret.
Wait, now I can't put it into context.
But in the beginning, I thought it was like,
No, me too. I read it like, do you guys not have Urban Dictionary?
We do, but we just don't bother checking. We like to make it up in our
heads. I used to have Urban Dictionary bookmarks.
Digital millennials, like, we get it.
So wait, OMF is oh my fucking, right?
People, yeah, if you say OMF, about, it's like, oh my fuck. Or like, just people say like OMF.
I don't
like,
know
oh
what you're
one
talking about
followers
anymore.
One of my followers, then complete the sentence. And it's what?
Yeah, I can't.
No, one of my followers so sent me this the
like,
other day.
Yeah, like, people, yeah, people say that. They'll be like, OMG, I totally want to fuck OOMF.
What?
Oh my gosh, that's wild.
I literally thought it was that, like, oomph. Like oomph.
Yeah, like, and I never thought that the sentence never made sense. I was just like, oh, just skip it. Just skip it. Like, I just don't care enough.
It would be like, oomph just told me they like me or something like that.
Yes! Oomph just told me like
that's a weird name.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, I asked what a simp was. I still don't understand what a simp is.
Like, you're thirsty for somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you're a flirt.
You're in love with them. Like, yeah, but like, and it's a negative. I think it's like a negative.
Simping. I'm not simping for Heath.
No, you simp.
Oh, why is it a negative? Oh, no, you're simping.
No, you're simp a simp
for credit card points.
Oh, yeah, same.
I simp for McDonald's nuggets.
It comes from simpleton.
Simpleton?
Yeah, that's what it's short for.
Wait, really?
If you're a simp, yeah, you're a simpleton.
Oh,
what that the
makes
fuck
sense.
Is simp?
That sounds better. Classy. Simp has been around
Lord
for a long time.
Lord Simpleton.
Sounds kind of good. But also I feel like people use it for like, I don't know,
simp.
Like, I feel like it should be for like sympathy. Oh, I simp for them.
Oh yeah. Oh no, yeah, that's good.
Hey,
I like that.
That's really good.
Much better.
Come here.
Like, when you feel bad for someone.
I can make trends.
Yeah.
You should start that right
I really
now. Tweet
simp
it. I'll retweet
for you.
It.
Just start using it like that and hope it catches on. You're a trendsetter after all.
Yeah. I really simp for
Do you.
Do
you guys know what OTP is?
One true
That's
pair.
That's the one.
On the prowl.
That's the one.
One true pair.
I didn't mean OTF. I meant or OMF. I meant
you
OTP. Frickin'
predator.
Oh, yeah.
They would say, you're my OTP. So like, I would like, I
when
I
you
thought,
ship someone together.
Got it. Okay.
Ugh, the ship.
Who I comes up with
starts
this?
That?
Yeah, who comes up with it?
Remember
why can't
when we were just like, oh my God, they're so old. How do you guys not get this? We're like, we're in that.
Yeah, but we're ours were like right way think- easier to understand. It was like, you're the bomb. And people were like, I kind of get it.
I think
good.
It stemmed from like T9 word. Because it was like, yeah. I gotta go. Like, talk to you. TTYL.
Yeah, the fucking, the quirky little internet slang is coming back.
I don't understand that.
That we used to do on our little flip phones.
One Someone had phone. To have typed OTP and nobody knew what it was. And then everyone figured it out. And then.
That's how everything works.
Yeah, how does
this
shit start?
But yeah, like.
But like, who starts it?
Abbreviate stuff that makes sense. That
who
like,
starts
you
it?
Use more.
Like, somebody
it's like internet
it.
Fan culture.
Here we go.
Every time. Are you millennial? Wait,
I'm
Gen Z. I'm 21.
Gen
You're
Z.
Gen Z. Geez, I'm so sorry.
But when I was a kid, like, I wanted to be a millennial so bad. I was like, no, I swear I'm a millennial. I was born in 99.
That's what? One thing I've also noted. I love your art direction because I feel like your art direction reflects a lot of our times growing up. Like, you know, like your CDs. It's very, like, mixtapey and raw. Like, I feel like I'm just, like, it's the 90s and I'm in my bedroom and I'm just brewing up.
I was a kid, I would look at teenagers in like the early 2000s and that was what I wanted to be.
You
so like now that I'm
that
yeah,
culture.
So now that I'm my age, I'm like, okay, well, I still want to be that, so I'm just going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That's interesting. Yeah.
I'm definitely the older side of Gen Z, so like I get both sides, you know.
Oh, this took me a long time to understand Stan and clout.
Yeah.
Stan, mm-hmm. Cody Ko told me about Stan
from Eminem.
Six years ago, but he didn't know, but I thought he said Stan. I was about to go on a podcast with like these old like Gen X gals to talk about new slang. And this is when Stan was like just starting. And I went on the podcast and I said Stan.
Oh God.
I was
can't
like, oh, this
stand
is the word
them.
Stan. Everyone's
stand
like, oh, you stan
you.
Them. Like you stan them. And they're like, oh, that's interesting. And apparently they got all of these tweets that
oh
were like,
my God.
This kid did not know.
Oh, man.
Fuck you was talking about. My bad.
No.
He knew the slang.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Do you guys want to play this game before? Because she has to go in 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to play the game that we have set up
Let's
for her
do
before
it.
We go? Okay.
It doesn't have to be exactly 8 minutes.
It's going to be exactly 8 minutes.
It does? Oh, really? Yeah.
You superstar.
That's fine. No. Okay. We got it. We're good.
All right. This is name three. You got to name them rapid fire.
Like, we're going to say something like name three, whatever. And you have 5 seconds to name three things of whatever we tell you.
Okay. And I'll go first. Name three underrated Disney Channel shows.
That's So Raven, Phil of the Future, Randomly Life with Derek, if anyone remembers that.
Good.
This is Life with Derek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's pull the timer.
This is Life with Lizzie, Edwin, Georgia, Nora,
well,
Marty,
she'll
and Casey.
Edit the timer. Okay, go ahead, Bubba.
Make three sounds a person running away from a slasher or psycho would make.
Ooh.
This is perfect. Ah! Oh my God! No! This is perfect. Good!
Oh my gosh, you're going to book so many horror roles from that.
I'm trying.
Name three things you would do with your girlfriends at a sleepover.
Drink alcohol, eat food, sneak out to go hang out with boys.
Sneaking out.
Oh my God, have you seen the movie Sleepover?
Yeah.
So awesome. Good.
Okay. Say hello in three different languages. Go.
Hola. Bonjour. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. No. Ni hao.
Yes. Good. A little man.
Oh, ni hao. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Ni hao. I thought it was goodbye.
No, that's Sai Chien.
Why is that shit so funny?
Dude, my best friend Ariel speaks Mandarin too, and they used to speak Mandarin to each other. And I was like, you are the two whitest people I've ever met, and you're speaking full Mandarin. They're doing all the, because the way you speak Mandarin is you have to do like the tones. And stuff. So they're like full, like... and I'm just sitting there like, this is crazy because you're so white. Like, so white. Okay.
Yeah, no. Name three chip brands.
Lay's. Cheetos. Oh, that's all Frito-Lay, though.
Fucking, you suck.
Yeah, you suck. Get a life. Suck. Grow up.
Grow up.
Okay, name three ways a woman can give birth.
C-section. Vaginal.
Yeah.
There you go.
Asshole.
Asshole. Like water birth?
Or like, I guess, yeah, or on the floor.
Yeah, right.
And a car. Anywhere.
Taxi.
Yeah. On the podcast.
On the podcast.
At Disneyland.
Stop.
Bring it back.
Name three ways you can listen to music.
On your phone, in your car, and on the radio.
Good.
Very good. Good for you. Okay. Name three types of pastas.
Yeah. Mm, my favorite. Like sauces or noodles?
Noodles.
You're at 5 seconds.
Fusilli, penne, spaghetti.
Ooh.
Did she pass?
Mm-hmm. That was like in got one it. Second.
Perfect.
What's your favorite?
Fusilli, probably.
Fusilli's really
good. Because it's like spiral-y. It's fun.
Name three artists that you listen to that are your guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
Any weird ones that I listen to? I feel like
Hannah Montana.
Oh, I love Hannah Montana. I listen to Hannah Montana actually all the time.
Obsessed.
Name three types of tequila.
Don Julio, Casamigos, Clase Azul.
Calm as a cucumber. Look at her.
Well, I know my tequila.
I would have been shivering at that.
Tequila wine.
Name three people that people say you look like.
James Charles, Hillary Duff. Stassi baby.
Wow. Oh, Hillary.
I have like
Duff.
A whole list going on my phone of like 1,000 people. Olivia Wilde. I get told I look like Olivia Wilde all the time.
Olivia Wilde.
I get told
yeah.
I look like everyone. Like I have like so many people every day.
All depending on your hair.
And lately I've been getting told I look like the mom from the new Netflix show Ginny and Georgia.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
It's pretty good.
All right, babe. Well, you got a song to go put out.
What's the plan?
Oh my gosh, I'm soon to do a YouTube live stream if you guys want to hop in and say hi to me.
55 minutes left. Love that.
I can't wait to watch it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Right at 9, guys, right? You're going to be the first one.
Woo!
I want to be the first. All right, can you send it to us?
What's
how can we watch it before anybody
else? Song? Song?
First. Oh my, I'm early.
First, please. Yeah,
I'm early for once.
Haven't been this early in...
I've been this whatever. Early since I Hate You, I Love You.
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching and thank you for coming on.
Thanks
really
for having
appreciate
me.
It.
Listen
and,
to her new song, Sociopath.
Olivia, we worked really hard on it.
Watch the video, stream it, listen to it.
Thank Very you. Good. It's out on Spotify, out on every
Everything,
music platform,
you
and YouTube.
To music.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. SoundCloud.
Awesome.
SoundCloud,
Tumblr.
What else? Anything else? You guys follow her on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, and
everything.
Else. Everything.
I think that's it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Perfect.
I missed
Thanks
you.
Thanks for coming.
Let's hang out soon.
We missed you.
Please. I'm wishing you nothing but the best year. It's going to be a great year
Sending
for you.
Sending you good vibes, good energy.
Totally. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.